We have made contact with James Myrtle from The Athletic. He covers the Leafs for them. James, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys today?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Getting ready for a big tilt tonight, starting with Toronto. It'll be Toronto tonight, Pittsburgh on Thursday for this little two-game homestand. So two powerhouses in the Eastern Conference. Let me just start with this. And we had David Poile join us, James, last hour. And I asked him this question toward the end just because we're not too far off the heels of the GM meetings down in Boca Raton if they were discussed about the playoff system, because last year it was heavily discussed when the Predators and the Jets were the two best teams in hockey and they had to play in the second round. And, you know, we all know Toronto, it's been said, unfortunately, with the way Tampa's played all year, that Toronto and Boston is going to be that first round matchup, and the top three teams in the Eastern Conference are right there in the same division, which means the loser of that game is going home in the first round. How much is that discussed up there?
Well, in the media, it's talked about a lot. I mean, around the team and the players and things like that, a little bit less so. I mean, what the players have been, so they've been saying for months that they're going to be playing Boston. They've known that. Because Tampa's run away with the division, and there's nobody coming up behind the Leafs. The Leafs have been struggling of late, but they don't really have anything to worry about because they know where they're going to finish. They're either going to be second or third in the Atlantic Division. They're going to be playing the Bruins again, like they did last year. And their path to make it far in the playoffs goes through Boston and then Tampa. So they've got to beat Boston's, you know, either the third or the fourth best team in the league. You've got to beat either the third or the fourth best team in the league, and then you got to beat the best team in the league just to get to the third round. And there's something goofy about that system, and people in Nashville know because they went through it last year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So when you said it, and it's hard, right, because – yeah, you know, you're a paid professional, you've got a job at hand, but it's hard to have that mentality of, you know, playing at a high level night in and night out when, like you said, in the back of your mind, you know, what difference does it make? You guys, you know Boston and Toronto, you're locked into that first-round matchup. There's no way around it. Now you can obviously play for home ice in that first round. So when you look at the body of work as the Leafs enter into – Game 73 of their season tonight here in Nashville. Their body of work to this point, what have you seen for this full season to this point, and what will that anticipate for the rest of the regular season and that first-round matchup?
I mean, the Leafs have had a weird year. The first half of the season, they were outstanding. They were right up behind Tampa. They were the second-best team in the league. And then they've been pretty mediocre by their standards since about Christmas. So it's been a long stretch here. And last week in particular was terrible. They got blown out by Tampa. They lost to Chicago. They got blown out by the Ottawa Senators, the worst team in hockey, on Saturday. The Leafs are struggling right now. They're missing two of their better defensemen in Jake Gardner and Travis Dermott. And this isn't a team that's deep on defense. So, you know, and they've been having goaltending problems too. And Frederick Anderson had been a Vezina candidate all year up until last week. And he got pulled twice. He allowed a ton of goals. And the rookie backup, Garrett Sparks, has struggled as well. So, you know, Nashville's getting the Leafs potentially at a soft time. But Toronto's been a team all year that they seem to struggle. They seem to play down to their opponents. When they play weaker teams like Ottawa, they seem to play down to them, and they seem to elevate their game when they play good teams. So, you know, if I had to make a bet, I would say that you're probably going to see a pretty good version of the Leafs tonight.
James, when you look at this roster, obviously you're going to immediately gravitate to Austin Matthews and John Tavares, but Mitch Marner has had a tremendous year. And I know it's easy to give those first two guys tons of attention and love, but just talk about Marner's play this year.
Marner's probably the team's MVP. I mean, there's going to be some debate in there, but with Austin Matthews missing the number of games he did with the shoulder injury he had early in the year, you know, it's either going to be Marner or John Tavares or Frederick Anderson in goal, and I kind of lean towards Marner. I mean, he just facilitates a lot of plays that happen on the ice, and, you know, some of the goals that his line mates score have been entirely created by Mitch Marner, and, you know, Mike Babcock calls him a really, really, really smart hockey player. John Cooper, the coach for the Lightning, called him one of the smartest players he's ever seen in the NHL. And when you're, you know, 5'11", 165 pounds, you've got to be smart in the NHL. And I think what people in Nashville will see with Marner is just the magic that he can create with the puck. He's one of those guys that's kind of got a map of the entire ice surface in his mind when he's out there. And he makes plays that no one else on the ice surface sees coming. And his linemates have learned that you've got to be ready for anything when he's out there, because when he has the puck, he can find you in places you don't think he can.
James Mortal is with us from The Athletic. He covers the Toronto Maple Leafs. We're breaking it down tonight at Bridgestone Arena. And James, just touching on something you said before, especially recently, the Maple Leafs have been in a lot of high-scoring games. It's been very fun to watch from the outside, especially without a dog in the hunt. I can imagine Mike Babcock would like to see a little bit more balance between offense and defense. But the way the team is constructed, do they need to play a little bit differently than the way they've been playing, or are they just going to have to rely on they feel like they can win the battle of exchanging chances, and if they get the good goaltending, they'll be okay?
I don't think that's going to work against Boston is the big problem. I mean, it didn't last year. You know, they got blown out in the first two games in Boston in the playoffs last season. So when the Leafs can beat a lot of teams with that skill level they've got and the good goaltending that they've got, but when they play really structured, well-coached teams, I mean, they've had a hell of a time playing the Islanders this year. I mean, when they play teams like that that are patient and wait for them to make a mistake, they have a hard time and they lose those games. And, you know, I even think I was in Arizona last month and they played the Coyotes, and that's a team without a lot of talent, but that's been very well coached by Rick Tocchet this year, and they struggled in that game and they lost that game. So if you play a patient defensive game against Toronto, they've had a hard time with that. They've had a hard time drawing penalties. Their penalty kill hasn't been very good this year. There's some detail elements in the Leafs game that haven't been there, and that's the difference between them and a team like Tampa. And we'll see with Boston. I mean, the Leafs still have that high-end talent level that they're going to be able to compete with the Bruins, but you just don't know what you're going to get from the Leafs against a team like that every night.
Well, what do you think it's been like as you've watched, because you've covered the team for a good while now? They went through a down period. Of course, they reset everything when they brought in Mike Babcock, and very quickly it's turned around, relatively speaking. It hasn't been like a 5 or 6 year rebuild. They've been fortunate. A lot of these young players have come in and been great right away, like Marner and Matthews. So what's it like now with the expectation level, knowing that it's such a tough climb through the playoffs when you have such tough teams in your division?
That's a good question. I mean, yeah, the Leafs had a real fallow period there where they just weren't good for, you know, more than a decade. I mean, this is a team that hasn't been to the second round since 2004, so it's been 15 years. So the expectations are high here. I think everyone in the city realizes that this is a top five team in terms of talent level in the NHL. But I think if it's still a young team, too. It's still a core with, I mean, Austin Matthews is 21 years old. Mitch Marner is 22 years old. William Nylander is 22 years old. There's a lot of pieces on this team that are very, very young and not quite into their peak prime years. I think if this team has a run where they get to the second round, you know, you get past Boston finally, a team that you've lost to twice in the last 3 years that you've been to the playoffs, if they have a really good push against Tampa in the second round, I think people here will be satisfied with that. It's just going to be, if they lose in the first round again, there's going to be a lot of disappointment because they feel like it's time for this team to take a step. It's time for these young players to show what they're going to be in the playoffs and not just in producing points in a regular season.
On our level here in Nashville, you know, where the franchise is in its existence, a lot of people talk about, you know, the expectation level and playing with expectations, but of course you don't have the mass media. Like anybody who was at the morning skate today, you would see how many people travel with the Maple Leafs. So give us your perspective, James. What do you think it's like for a player? How much is it harder to play in a market like Toronto?
I think it's harder when you lose, and it's easier when you win, maybe. I mean, the level of attention is, you know, it's like a big NFL team in a big American city. I mean, Toronto's a big, big market. You know, it's top five or six in North America, if you include the greater area. And the thing is that the Leafs are the team for – they're the team for a great portion of Canada. I mean, it's hard to put a percentage on it, but Southern Ontario is a huge percentage of the population in Canada, and a lot of those people are Leafs fans. So there's a huge population base. There's a huge history with the team, even though they haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1967. So there is certainly a weight on a team when you don't meet expectations. And the full force of that hasn't been felt on this team yet because they've been young. They've been developing. They've been coming out of this rebuild. This is the year. This is the year where if they lose in the first round of the Boston Bruins, that weight and that those expectations are going to be really, really crushing. And it's going to be a lot of pressure, for sure, in that first round.
James, real quick, as we wrap this up, last week the Predators went to L.A. and beat the Keens. And one of the guys that the Leafs acquired before the trading deadline was defenseman Jake Muzzin. How has he fit in to Toronto's system?
He's been okay. He's admitted he's a local guy. He's from not far from here, but he's admitted that it's been quite a transition. Much different system that they play under, like Babcock in Toronto. All new players. Guy that hadn't played for another NHL franchise before, had been ingrained in LA for a long time. His wife's about to give birth to their first child. There's a lot going on for Jake Muzzin, but I think he's been fine. And with Gardner and Dermott out on the blue line, they've needed him to step up, and they've been giving him bigger minutes. And I think that you're starting to see Jake Muzzin settle in for the Leafs and be the player that they thought they were acquiring.
James, really appreciate the visit. Should be a fun night here in Bridgestone Arena. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, that is James Myrtle, covers the Maple Leafs for The Athletic.